I just do Dan Rather. World news, this is Dan Rather. Las Vegas was shut down today.
Because of a severe case of the clap.
There's a clap outbreak in Vegas today.
Main Street in Vegas was closed today due to a turnover on the corner of 5th and Main. Reports say the tits were all over the place. It's believed that a pair from Fenton, Michigan have escaped into the wild.
Those damn tits.
Oh, well, if we get some music. Clap, I can't quit staring. I was deprived as a child.
Oh, welcome back to BGL. We're just still talking.
Well, if we dress up as clowns, we can stay at Circus Circus.
They won't take us. We're too crazy for them.
Yeah, that's the point. We could start our own clown troupe. Call it Cirque du Tite.
No, I will be staying at Planet Hollywood then, in that case. Far away from the clowns.
Clown. Oh. Your tits are big enough to be a planet.
You're a stacked clown.
Yeah, well, if you
she points just by turning.
If you think about it, Tiff's a bit like a game of Jenga, isn't she? She's stacked.
She holds all the cards in that deck.
Yeah.
She's got her 17 fighters fly off that deck.
I'm never going to look at Vegas the same way ever again.
I don't think any of our listeners will either.
Say, Vegas, run the other way. It's safer.
We're just going to replace the Vegas sign with chick's tits. They'll fit in there nicely.
It's not
bad. You want to say that on air?
You're on air.
She doesn't have her mic pressed down. She's too scared to be free talk.
I have to push a button to talk.
And that's too complicated?
I'm scared to do the free talk.
It is. It's a problem for Wes because he doesn't know which buttons to press. That's what this is anyway.
I got way too many buttons.
I got a joke, but you'll kill me if I say it right now. Is I don't know which string to pull. Oh, that's right. You heard it here first, BGLers. Wes is going to hell.
You're already there. Didn't you know that?
Just remember this, Wes. You have to close your eyes sometime.
Wes, you too can get the clap, you know.
Stay away from me, Bill. No means no.
Hey, keeps on giving to everybody. I'm not prejudiced.
And that's why we call you the prison bitch.
Now I called myself that, thank you.
And I don't want to know why.
Pastor Wood.
I do.
You would, Rocket.
What, are you interested then, Rocket, or something?
Actually, Track started that crap.
Oh, the truth comes out.
Listen here. Come on, guys. I never do anything of such a sort.
Baloney.
You two do have matching mustaches, so I do wonder.
Come on, Bill. Spill
the secret's out.
Why you got that nickname?
What, Wild Bill?
No, Prison Bill.
Have to ask the Devil Tracks.
The warden asked me to play it for him. For the prison bitch.
I have no idea. I'm innocent here, I tell you, innocent. I've been framed.
They all say that in the pen.
You've been framed. It burns! It burns!
You talking from experience, Track?
You've had that experience yourself, huh, Trax?
I think we should rename Trax DJ Up and Smoke.
Do you have a problem smoking after sex? Try this.
Yes.
You're not allowed to play with flammables, remember?
When it comes to sex and tracks, he's always asking, why does it smell like smoked bacon in here?
Bacon.
Has Shell hit the floor yet?
Is that why you're always going around going oink, 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 oink?
He makes him squeal like a pig.
Hi, Tammy.
That's probably the reason why you're making all those rapid decisions.
Was Trax in Deliverance?
Yeah, I've heard him out. Mm-hmm.
He's the one playing the fiddle.
I want to know how many listeners have pissed their pants so far, because I haven't heard from Cash in a while. I think we lost her.
TB is having an awful lot of trouble at this moment in time. She's laughing a lot. Oh, apparently Scooter Bug has pissed herself as well.
Okay, I put Depends by the front door. I told everyone.
She must be one of those water bugs.
I told them to pack Depends too.
Yeah, she must be one of those water bugs or something. I don't know. Dawn is looking bemused at this moment in time. It's probably her Canadian blood.
Hey, leave the Canadians out of this.
Hell no. They're the one that started it all.
No, you know why America made Canada? Because we needed someone to pick on.
Yeah. And being the only Canadian DJ, don't I know this?
Hey, it's a dirty job, but somebody has to do it.
Yeah.
Diva?
Yes, Trent.
Thank you for the plywood. Really, really do appreciate it.
Keep it up, and I'm going to cut your supply off.
Dawn has just said in the pogo room, don't start on me. I don't know if we should accede to her wishes or treat it as a challenge.
A challenge.
I call that a challenge.
So everyone reckons it's a challenge.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think it's a threat.
Let's talk about Dawn's beaver fetish. So bad that she's got to make her poor husband Art dress up as one.
I thought Cass had the beaver fetish.
What?
You said her poor husband's got to eat the beaver?
Oh my god.
I don't want to know where the flat tail comes in.
Give Tiff her medicine back.
It makes me feel so wonderful.
It'll make your tits grow too.
I can just see them up there in the International Space Station. What the hell are those two glowing dots in Michigan?
What? Oh, they're Wes.
That's Wes's boobs.
No, that's the moonlight reflecting off Tivy's tits.
Wes's man boobs.
I didn't know chickens had boobs.
Chicken can't breast.
They've all got boobs out in Michigan. Even Wes has got boobs.
Yeah, though, Diva.
I'm not flat, I'm just fluffy. God, if this isn't a wake-up call to lose weight, son of a bitch.
A mistake.
It went tits up, Tiffy. You might understand that one.
Our street pirate Bless goes around the center where she goes for a treatment and over to the hospital, leaving little things with our station in everywhere. She even managed to get them into the men's washroom. She has left them everywhere.
I asked her how she got them in the men's bathroom, and she never answered me.
That's
she
what we need, isn't it?
Either.
For a good time, tune into BGLRadio.net.
She's put them everywhere. I have a whole medical team that tunes in.
All the $4.99 fun you want for zero price, BGO Radio. That one is a bad one.
They don't get no lamer than that. You're going back in the corner, Wes.
Yeah. I'll go back over here. I'm sorry, everyone.
Don't tell him that. He's in a round room.
He's still searching.
Let him figure it out.
Yeah, that's an old joke, isn't it? How do you confuse an Irishman? Put three shovels in front of him and tell him to take his pick.
Tell him to take his pick.
I resemble that remark. Wait, is Pikmin out there talking to her video games again so loudly that I can hear her over the rest of us laughing? Oh my god. I'm not kidding you. She will sit there and talk to the video game like it's a person and yell at it like it's a person and it's going to freaking react.
Yeah, but you're the
female for you.
You're the same guy that sort of does the controls and then moves them around as if it affects the controls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you start getting really into the game, you know, you start moving the controls around physically as opposed to just trying to move the little controls.
I've done that. I have literally, when I'm trying to go around a corner, dove forward like I'm trying to dive behind a corner.
You know you can go blind doing that, right?
Compound dick fracture. Go around that corner too fast and you will have one.
I'd like to see yours in a splint. That would be quite funny. How would they do that? A couple of matchsticks?
A couple of toothpicks might work for him.
Yeah, it's possible.
Now, come on. You know he's a little bit bigger than that. They use him for golf pencil measurements.
No, it's a golf tee.
I've always had a little prick.
That's what I heard about you, Wes.
Yeah. I said that wrong.
You did. You said that very wrong.
Open up mouth and then start your little weenie.
I ain't that flexible.
No, I wasn't thinking about that. You've always had a little prick. I mean, is Tiffy the first for you?
He's dying over here now.
I can just imagine it. You know, I've got visions of Wes going back and say, "Hey, Dad, I've just lost my virginity. Great, son, how was it? Well, it's sore, and now I can't sit down."
I now match Tiffany's hoodie. Oh my god!
You ready to open up mouth and insert that little weenie of yours?
Oh my god, I have the hiccups.
First time Tiff saw him naked, she goes, "Oh my god, it's huge!" And he goes, "Thank you." She goes, "I was talking about your stomach."
Oh. I've got the hiccups.
He wraps it. Everybody thinks there's little cocktail pigs in a blanket.
Wes, it's not a Vienna sausage now.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? It's that sort of stuff. They've been getting Wes over the last few minutes. But anyway.
Well, somebody liked that one.
Quick. It sounds to me like DJ Cash was doing the sea line there, you know what I mean?
Throw
a seal, I see. Keep her private
quick,
life out of this.
Fish.
Now we know the truth.
I didn't know seals liked whale blubber.
I'm a moaner, not a barker.
Okay, Lassie.
So are you talking to Anne or Wes there? Because he's known as Wessie.
I'm laughing.
I think everybody's laughing at this moment, Bill.
I have no idea.
I'm laughing so hard here, I'm crying. JC likes to do that to me right before I go on air. She'll start something, so when I hit air, I'm no good.
Shell's trying to figure out why it smells like bacon and her and Trax aren't in bed.
How about this? Oysters have been infected with a killer form of herpes virus off the south coast of France. That's going to be good, isn't it? You know, you're going to treat your significant other to a meal of oysters to get in the mood and give yourself herpes at the same time. It's not going to go down well.
No, it's not.
That's just nasty.
Oh my gosh.
How do you explain that phone call? We had those oysters the other night. I think we gave you herpes. Oh, come on!
That wasn't funny. Try again.
Yeah. Take two.
Wait, who let him out of the corner?
Back in
it's
the corner.
It's a round rule. Why can't I find the corner?
And our survey said...
It's just around the corner a little bit.
Fine, okay.
Here is a song going out to the prison bitch himself. It's, it's a little bit of 10cc with rubber bullets.
Oh, you evil, evil, evil sucker. I'm going to get even with that one. That's just wrong, I tell you, wrong.
Kathy, what are you going for, isn't she?
Damn, I just fell out of my chair.
Oh my gosh. They're going to ban us from the airwaves.
Not from what I'm seeing. I'm seeing pretty steady that they're enjoying this.
Oh yeah, they're just laughing like crazy.
Oh, I'm laughing so hard I'm crying. Oh my god.
So you guys will be quite happy to do this once a month then?
Oh hell yes.
You think they'll let us?
Oh yeah. I better stock up on the beer then.
Oh my god. Oh.
And West and his Duck Dynasty wine in a jar.
Well, that could be a new.
It sounds like she's having sex over there.
I don't want to know.
Harder, faster, harder, faster.
You too, JW.
Are you in yet?
I don't know. I just keep hitting something at the sides.
Isn't that what Chick says all the time?
Oh my god.
I need a cigarette.
Oh god.
We've lost tits here. She's gone.
I can hear. Breathe, Tiffy, breathe!
We can hear all the hyenas coming out.
Quick, give yourself a tit, Heimlich! Push, damn it, push!
Quick, Wes, lick her ass! You know, one of them Heimlich maneuvers.
With them ass remove maneuvers. There we go.
I'm surprised my internet hasn't gone poof. We're almost up to 90k an hour wins here. It's unreal.
Your internet's gone poof? What did it do? You switch it on again. Hi there. How are you?
That sounds a little gay.
Close it now.
Canada.
I said...
You got some gay
wings there. You guys
are
all sick. Oh,
are you a little
God.
Gay-winded in Canada?
I mean, we could do a whole new reality show just for BGL, really, couldn't we? You know, get DJ Cash, DJ Diva, and Dawn together, and sort of, you know, reality show on them, and call it the Beaver Dynasty.
I still say Taz has a fixation with beavers.
I think everyone should eat a beaver at least once in their life. It's the only way you're going to save the forest. Too many beavers, there's not going to be enough trees. And if there's not enough trees, there's not enough toilet paper. And if there's no toilet paper, that's civilization in the shit.
Hey, I kind of enjoy eating a little beaver every now and again.
I don't want to know.
But the problem was, when I first tried to do it, no one would actually join me in my quest. So I actually ended up eating pussy. But you have to wear gloves because they scratch like hell when you're pushing them in the microwave.
Oh, my God.
It's that sort of voice. Oh, my God. You know, this is the end of a laugh, isn't it? When they, oh, my God.
Or the climax, in whichever comes first.
Yeah, that's true.
It's that at the end of the lap when you're thinking, oh my God, these are the people I work with. Yeah. What am I doing with my life?
That pretty much sums it up. Oh my God.
She's doing a Canadian shuffle.
I know you guys like to pick on me because I'm the only Canadian DJ. I see what you're like.
I'm not prejudiced. DJ, I pick on everybody equally.
Yeah.
Well, we pick on you. We pick on you because you're a metalhead.
Diva, the crazy metalhead.
Never was, never will be. No, after Pumpkin Jukebox, I will never play metal again.
You want to bet?
You will. Christmas is coming.
All them little metal songs that are violating my players list are going to go click gone.
Christmas is coming. Violating. We can have the stocking stuffer.
So she's a black widow. Anything that violates her, she clicks and gone.
There you go.
Hey, that's a good one. The stocking stuffer for Christmas.
The stocking stuffer.
Oh my God. I can just hear the ad for that coming from Steve already. Oh.
Sorry, what was that? I just missed that little bit. Just I wanna know what I was missing.
The stocking stuffer for Christmas.
I can see your ad.
Hey, Bill, I hear you stuff stockings one leg at a time.
Yep, I start with Timmy's and I work my way around.
But if it's for Christmas, it has to be Christmas music, not metal music. They do not do metal Christmas music. Please tell me.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Oh,
yes,
God.
There is.
We've got plenty of it. Didn't we do one year, like, we each read, like, a line from The Night Before Christmas and it got pieced together into a thing that we played over the holidays?
That's not a problem.
That was you.
I think we'd only get up to about 11 lines, though, so we'd need a little bit more.
Oh, you're talking about the Christmas thing. I thought you were talking about crack, sorry. Or cocaine.
I do know a rude version of that poem. I've got it somewhere. I'll have to dig it up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and everybody read, like, you know, had specific parts they read, and it got pieced together into one thing that we played over the holidays.
We could make a rude BGL one.
Oh, do we have to?
Absolutely.
It's fun.
We have to pick the really skinny parts for Diva to read.
If it's... Oh, God. What is this? Abuse night for Diva?
Absolutely.
Let's bring it up and see what they're talking about now.
Play metal? Baby, you get your dance on.
I think I can scrounge up another $5 to add to this.
Oh, please do. You definitely need a dress from Diva.
You can keep your dress. I'm not putting on no damn dress.
But you know you'd like it, Bill.
No, it's not me. I don't do dresses,
please, sequence.
Dear.
I want sequence.
You can't have my gold dress. You can have anything but my gold one.
Yeah, I'll go with the spandex, though.
So you can have a silver thong, then.
I don't know the silver thong.
You want one?
No.
Diva's got a new Pantera. Oh!
No!
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Who sent Pantera to me?
I think that'd be the boss man.
we do have one of the pirates just popped up testing this out, because we're actually going to have a pirate meeting in here this week. But she's a poor innocent pirate. Fool.
Hey,
I said hi to her when she first came in.
Hey, Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. Why? What were you thinking coming in here?
She says I don't show to be there. I don't know what she's on about. It's a different language to me.
Tammy, run now and run fast.
Yes.
Actually, it's a little too late to run. We've
you
already
can run, back. But you can't hide.
She's already scarred for life.
No, Diva's been scarred for life.
Oh, please, you are not innocent. Quit acting like it.
I've been scarred by metal. I'll never be the same.
Titanium dildos, Diva, and they won't do that to you.
Yeah, go to plastic dildos. They work better.
You guys are sick. No friction. Every one of you.
I just think it's appropriate that after the week that I've had, I'm doing the retro show, so I get to pull out Frank Zappa. Why does it hurt when I pee?
That's a question. Do you actually, have you had a bladder week or a weak bladder? It's very confusing.
A very, very bad week for my bladder.
Elaborate.
Do you really tell us about it? What's the problem, dear?
Hey, Diva.
Yes.
I had something sent to me.
Yeah.
Saying that it's not over because TB has 20 songs left to go.
Oh my god.
Oh. I'm going to have to get with TB on this one. We're going to have to make those 20 songs count.
Some really, really good metal songs there.
Oh, I love you guys so much.
Yeah, Cold Chamber, that's beautiful, beautiful request.
Yeah, and you need to play Cyndi Lauper. Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
I don't doubt that he would. I mean...
He'll be wearing the dress.
Yes, Trax has got to put a dress on.
And he'll be dancing around. He needs to dance around and sing It's Raining Men, too, while he's in this dress.
Yes! Somebody needs to make him play It's Raining Men.
You got to play that song, Bob Rivers, Walking Around in Ladies' Underwear.
Oh! Who's playing that? Wes!
Was it me?
It was you. We saw it.
It wasn't me.
And anyway, you should have been playing the other version. Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun.
If I have a medalist, please be kind. Send it to me now. It's going to take me a while to find them.
We'll help you out with that.
You got off so easy the other day.
Oh, yeah. I'm going
in. And I were talking about it.
First thing tomorrow morning, I am running out and I am buying the biggest bottle of Tylenol I can find. I'm opening the lid and I'm getting in it and I'm staying there till the metal hell is over.
David, just ask me. I'll send you whatever you need. I have plenty of metal for you.
The quest for tracks that I've seen is Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Jonas Brothers, and Hanson.
Oh my God.
I was dying when I saw that list.
All I can say is, oh my God, help me now. Help me.
No helping.
I want to hear Wes sing Tiny Tim.
I didn't even know that song.
I think that was before his time.
He needs to tiptoe through the tulips.
I tiptoe through the tulips.
We can get him to sing that song.
Yeah, but the tulips are on Steve's organ.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, talk about the stars. Oh, my God.
Yep. Apparently, Wes, Star Angel has said that you're to sing for her.
Oh, yes.
See, Star, why? Why? Because,
why not?
Exactly.
Because you can.
And you will.
I know, I have to.
Oh, she's suggesting Tiny Bubbles, Don Ho.
Oh, my God.
Well, she's suggesting Don Ho.
Here, Wes, I'll help you out. I'll put the lyrics in for you.
I want to know why you have the Tiny Bubbles lyrics.
Yeah, that's the big question.
That's what he listens to at bath time.
Tiny Bubbles.
I thought it was Rubber Ducky.
I'm reading this and I just have no clue what is going on.
Yeah, didn't you hear the train coming? You just, you know, before you were railroaded.
No, I was too far under the bus to hear the damn train.
Oh, that's a good one. It's not unusual, Tom Jones. We could all do the backing for you.
It's not unusual. That's all I know. Oh my God. Even Vegas is like, God, no, no!
You could sing your version of it. It's not unusual to be screwed by anyone.
And that is dead truthful here. Listeners and DJs alike.
Oh. Hey, Mer- if I can play metal... You can
say. No, there's a
difference. There's a difference. Hey, Wes, there's tiny bubbles lyrics for you.
68.
I just want to know how many songs am I getting slammed with, because I know every 59. One of them is going to be worse than the last one.
30.
30? No!
I want to hear Diva play Frank Zappa. Broken hearts are for assholes.
And I want to hear Trax play Madonna like Virgin.
There's nobody in this room that is that way.
Oh, it was due like 10 days ago.
Oh, is she having a conversation with us or somebody else?
Someone was a virgin 10 days ago?
Actually, there's two of them in the room, Master and Wes.
Oh. Wow. Virgin.
And we're not sure on Master.
Oh my God.
No, that's wrong. But Wes, though, definitely, you know, he's
yeah. You know, I can just see Master.
No, wait for you, son.
And forth, why? Oh God, why am I here?
Because you love the abuse.
You get off on it.
What's that say about the rest of us who are here too?
We just like messing with you.
Star Angel has said that Wes could sing like a virgin as well.
I figured you liked abuse, Wes, because you said that you wanted Chick to buy whips and chains.
What? Am I having conversations now that I don't even know about anymore?
That's what she told everybody on the air.
It was on your Christmas list.
It's called What You Don't Know Can and Will Hurt You.
Yeah.
And you will enjoy it, too.
Yes, ma'am, I have another... had to start my other cigar. You guys are killing me here. I haven't seen this much abuse in a room since the Holocaust.
That's why he married an older woman, so he could get paddled.
I don't think you got a cigar in your mouth either.
You know all about that, don't you, prison bitch?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not the one talking about smoking cigars.
Most big brown things in your mouth.
Now that I heard.
My God. JW just said he just likes big brown things in his mouth.
Oh, now that's really kinky.
We'll have boys.
They talk too much.
He likes gnawing on a tootsie roll.
Poor hat boy put his hat on too tight.
I thought you smoked the big green ones.
That's his celery.
After it's cleaned out the back end.
Oh, that's terrible, Tiffy. You've got a disgusting mind.
Wow!
I can't help myself.
Worst comment of the night. Wow.
Yeah, that's even worse than Wes saying he likes to suck on big fat brown ones.
I'm totally shocked at you people. I can't believe this.
Shut up. You started half of it.
They probably all wish they were home.
We were on air for that part?
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Tiff just got outed. Uh-oh. She's slowly getting darker and darker red here as it sinks in.
Yeah, even I don't know when we're talking on air or not.
That's not good.
It's when they said say red ass again that I thought, how the hell did they hear that? I started looking around for what could have caused it.
Wes resembles one of them.
Yeah, he's well, he likes playing with his little shiny red balls, apparently.
They are distracting.
He resembles an Oompa Loompa?
Oompa Loompa, diggity doo. Wes likes to suck a big round thing, too.
Oompa Loompa, looks like chicks not getting laid soon.
Saying, right.
That's what Bob's for.
I'll be right back. I need to get a coffee.
Hey, won't help.
You sure you don't need some of that stash of wine you've got?
We're going to need a couple of weeks to recuperate.
Oh, couple of weeks? Oh, my God.
Hell, I'm good to go till tomorrow.
It's going to take me a month to recover from the medal.
Well, next month, David, we're going to get the Christmas one for you. Christmas medal. Yeah. And there's a lot of Christmas medal out there, believe me.
Have you been told today?
I think she ought to play POD.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think you guys need to play it yourself.
I do.
I don't.
You will.
Oh, Jesus.
We all have money, so...
DJs aren't allowed to donate.
I'll do that for you, Diva.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Least I can do. Hey, what are friends for?
Hey, you know, we have friends that are listeners. You know, some of us just may be making donations in the name of people.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised.
You know, Caitlin's got a gift card. I could give her $5 and we could just hook that thing right up right there.
You've been told today, too?
I get told every day, Diva.
Well, guess what? You've just been told again.
Told what? Say it out loud.
Told no. What?
Come on.
Chicken shit.
Yep. I need to maintain some dignity after this verbal bashing.
Oh, there is no dignity allowed.
Yes. You work for BGL. That goes out the door day one.
Oh, my God. I know. I'll be here a year in January.
Oh, jeez.
No way!
Yeah, a year in January. It was right after the new year when you got sloshed in four time zones.
lost in four time zones. How the hell did you do that?
She's damn good at it.
I had champagne for every time zone that we were on air.
Yeah, and she drank her way through at least four New Year's.
Man, that pink bra's got some strength if it can fling your time zone in an hour.
Tell you what, Diva.
What?
For your anniversary.
Yeah, oh God.
You can have Trax, Bill, and Wes all sing to you.
There's a rating success.
Nice. Nice metal tune.
A metal tune, oh God.
The listeners will be demanding a refund.
We'll get right on that.
I think Hell's Bells will be a good one for you.
JW270.
We can do the old AC/DC Hell's Bells.
Actually, I like AC/DC.
That's the way we sing it.
Oh my God. I'll never forget my first show. I was a basket case, but after a little while it...
What?
First show, basket case?
It's all your fault. I used to be normal. Yeah. Okay.
Only time will tell.
You sound like Homer Simpson.
There is one of those on Yahoo, the little Halloween things. There is one on there that sounds just like Trax. I crack up every time I hear it. It sounds just like him. Yeah, on the Yahoo, the Halloween icons. Which one is it? Let me see. It's
What did I do?
There's one of the Halloween noises on Yahoo Messenger. It sounds just like you. It's beside the pumpkin, and it sounds like it sounds like Trax.
So you're saying he sounds like noise?
When it talks, it sounds just like
Trax. Is that the candy corn?
Yes, it sounds just like you.
You can tell she's been laughing so hard her voice keeps changing.
GJJ.
Hi, I'm DJ Diva now.
I just found these. I didn't know they were there.
Oh, God.
The candy corn one sounds just like Trax.
Oh, my God.
That's the one.
Oh, my God. It does.
Just like
it does not.
It sounds just like Trax. It does.
Trax, are you whoring yourself out to other companies now?
Why am I getting picked on? What did I do?
You're in the room. That's enough.
It does. The candy corn sounds just like him. I couldn't believe it sounds just like him. We should have called him DJ Candy Corn for
Or DJ Candy Ass.
Hey, bite me, prison bitch.
Well, I think that's what prison bitches do.
We'll let the warden do that.
That's why he's calling candy ass.
One, Billy.
What?
It sounds
she
like
just said, Bill, she owes you one. We just won't tell anybody else about it.
It sounds like Trax, though, doesn't it, Jack?
Tiffany just
yes, said, it does. I've said it to Wes and Trax.
Oh, my God. How many pieces of bacon did that cost, you little whore?
Did you listen to it, Bill? It sounds just like him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You saw the picture of me sitting on the bed with the bacon.
That was your payment, right?
They pay him by the pound.
You supply a bacon. Or you eat bacon.
Okay, I can hear them whatever they're doing over us. Trying to catch my breath. I've been laughing so hard.
Most exercise you got in a while.
Oh, I still say this is a wake-up call to get my ass in gear.
Your ass has got gears?
Yeah. Damn, you're getting around, aren't you?
I could just imagine you know, you're walking through Walmart or somewhere, and Tiff says, "Hurry up, Wes," and you just say, "Oh, hold on, I'm just going to change gear." You stick your hand down the front of your pants and move your dick around. I hate to think where you keep your clutch.
Get the magnifying tweezers to find it first.
This is true.
Oh. Ouch!
Yeah, he's got gears like a semi.
I gotta really grind them. Grind that gear. Oh my god.
Wes is now saying bang a gong would be a good song for you.
What one?
Bang a gong, you know, T-Rex. Get it on. Bang a gong.
Oh my god.
And Wes don't like the lube either.
No, he likes it au natural.
He likes that friction.
I'm dying over here. Dying!
Rub some bacon on it.
You love that song, don't you?
Two thumbs
absolutely
up.
Fantastic.
You keep that button pushed. Two thumbs up. I died. I'm ready to flush my daughter's cell phone.
Are you putting that lotion in the basket again? I told you to leave your girlfriend alone for a little bit.
Yes, you don't need the loom. You like it dry.
So, Bill, you're saying Wes, your girlfriend?
No. He's too big.
What, you're saying he won't fit in a cell?
No, he takes up all the room. He's too fat.
I'm not fat. I'm fluffy.
I like to think of it this way, Wes. Inside of you, there's a thin guy with plenty of room.
Yes, and he's screaming right now to get out. Man, this is a f***ing wake-up call.
A marshmallow is fluffy, not you.
Some guys have a six-pack. He has a whole keg.
Damn, Skippy, I'm proud of it.
No, he has a chest of drawers. His chest fell down in his drawers.
I wouldn't call what Wes has a keg. I would say it's more like the whole damn brewery.
Oh my.
But I'm not telling you where Tiff gets the beer from, you know what I mean?
She pulls on the spout.
If she can find
it comes
it.
Out as a dumper.
Oh my gosh.
It's like the little teapot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's another good song.
Yeah, definitely another good song.
Oh, shut up over there.
Here's my handle. Here's my spout.
Yeah, it just ends right there, right?
You get excited there, prison bitch?
Oh, not at all. I'm used to this kind of crap.
His cellmate Bubba talks dirty to him this way.
No, the warden's my cellmate. I shack up with the warden.
And you still don't have early release. Man, you must be bad.
Well, I broke out. I was a free bitch for a week, so. But now I'm back to the prison bitch again. They got caught.
He's writing all this down for using it later.
On air.
Absolutely. Hey, guy.
If you don't have dirt on your friends, you're not doing good enough.
If you don't have dirt on your pole, you're doing it wrong.
I would have said if you don't have dirt on your friends, you probably haven't buried them deep enough.
Oh my.
That was a shitty thing to say.
Pure shit. Hey, gotta get down to the tactics.
Although, when he did say if you don't have dirt on your pole, you're not doing it right, he did express that he does like messing around with the pigs.
No, that's Trax. He does the pigs.
Yeah, Trax is the pig man.
Go back to your corner, Wes.
Pigs are just bacon beans. That's all they are.
Rub some bacon on it.
Oh, Master Talks, holy Christ.
He's alive.
It's alive, I tell you, alive.
And the gremlin becomes the target.
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of which, gremlin, what were you doing in my Sam's today? I had to kick it to get it going.
Yeah, mine too. My entire computer just shut off out of nowhere. I instantly blamed Masta.
Masta needs to be grounded.
Yes, he does.
I'm on the ground.
Masta yours is was a masturbator.
Wes, yours is because you got hair on your keyboard.
Mine was just in shock from the metal.
Wait. Rocket, I shed in the summer, not in the winter. Get it right.
And the hair is in his teeth, not his keyboard.
I can just imagine it first thing in the spring, you know. There's a massive chase around their household. Finally, Tiff grabs a hold of Wes, sticks in between her knees and pulls out the old clippers and starts shearing him like a sheep. The whole family's got sweaters made up of Wes's hair, you know what I mean? He spends the rest of the summer just knitting.
I bet we better not too bad. I mean, prison bitch might get a little excited.
Not at all. At least I don't have to shave my teeth every week.
At least it wasn't your tongue.
No, that was Chick one time. She took some of that, that dissolving tile.
No, it was chewable Pepto-Bismol, and do you know one of the side effects to that is black furry tongue? I got it.
I kid you not. It was just a little forest on her tongue.
A little forest.
Little elves dancing around, going, la-di-da-da!
So when that happened with Chick, did you two hairs get tangled up?
They had the crosshairs.
Oh, my gosh.
It ain't gonna help you, kiddo.
Yeah, I think
there's nothing that's gonna save me. I've learned that after all.
Mr. and Mrs. Furby.
Yeah, that's it. Wes is a Furby, isn't he? He sits there on the shelf in the man cave. As you walk past, he goes, "Hello."
Chris, I can see. I start about a mile before she gets here because her tits get here about a mile before.
Yeah, I've heard that when you go shopping, you have to use two carts, just one for each one.
Yes, thank you very much. It's getting to a point now where you might need the actual forklift to drive around in there.
That's a possibility, you know, balance them on each fork. You know, that would work, wouldn't it?
And here comes Bouncing Betty.
That's why they don't go to Walmart, because you don't want to get put on the site.
That's why we don't.
You get the full length special.
We don't live in California because of the earthquake, so I'm afraid she'll poke her an eye out.
Uh oh. He stopped.
Did somebody just shush me?
I didn't shush you.
Somebody.
I heard it.
Did you smack your tits together again and get that weird sound?
Tiff,
jump. Tiff, jump up and down for us, could you?
No.
Good girl.
I'll give myself a black eye.
Is it registering on the Richter scale yet, Steve?
I think we've got a 3.7.
Oh, we got a phone call.
Yeah, we've got a phone call. Yeah. Put them on, Diva. Put them on.
Hold on 1 minute.
What about caller on line one?
Hello.
Hello.
You're on BGRadio.net Diffusion.
Just
oh, come on.
Just all be quiet.
Wait, everybody, quiet. We gotta listen to what Diva's saying.
What?
Okay, perfect. Can I get a large Hawaiian delivered?
Extra cheese.
If you want a large Hawaiian.
I'd like a large Cuban.
You're deriding West again, aren't you?
She wants a Havana.
Phone sex.
Oh my gosh. as you should have done it, you should have yelled at, no, we're not seeing your cot. Do not go back here again. Loud enough.
By me.
Oh, my goodness.
That was poor old Master. He's dying. At his age as well. Terrible.
12?
I know it.
He's only 12.
No, he's 15. You know, he's struggling, though. It's what happens when you play with the big boys. But fortunately, we've been training him with Wes.
Don't feel bad, Master. Wes's haven't dropped either.
Oh! Ouch,
oh, your belly has dropped.
Push the X in the upper right-hand corner.
You're trapped in here because we want you in here, Tony. Yes. We're stuck in the asylum.
We locked the doors.
Yeah, my Tony Bo's trapped in the room at the moment. She can't get out. She's like, Tony, they're all mad in here.
Sorry, you're not allowed to get out.
We locked the door.
You're our captain for tonight.
And as Rocket said, we locked the door and prison bitch put the key up his ass.
And your job is to retrieve it.
Yeah, you like with your tongue.
Oh my god. That little face, she's screaming for help. They're coming to take me away. You see? They're coming to take me away. Woohoo!
Aha, to the funny farm!
Where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats because they're coming to take me away. Ha ha. That one?
Yes. They make us sing it every morning.
So you and Tiff going to go on holiday this year, Wes? I'm thinking somewhere like Mexico, you know, Titicaca.
No, I was thinking Colorado.
Pigs.
No, Mount Kilimanjaro would be better, but, you know.
More like Kilimanjaro, isn't it?
Yes.
As long as we don't run into any juggalos out there.
I'll tell you something, Tiff. I think your boobs are man killers. If those things get loose, that's it. Someone dies.
Screw the zombie apocalypse if that happens. That's the worst.
It's the titty apocalypse.
That's what I have to yell for when I take my bra off at night.
You know,
hold on. I got to get the plywood over the windows, honey.
We have two towns here in Pennsylvania. We have Blue Ball, and we have Intercourse. And the only thing that I can figure is Blue Ball is really, really, really close to Intercourse, but not quite there.
Well, we live right up the road from hell, so, you know.
Not here in Nova Scotia, but over Newfoundland, they got a place called Dildo and Come By Chance.
Or Big Beaver Exit 69 when you're going into Detroit.
Yes, that is a place.
Have you heard of that place in Austria called Effing, we shall call it? Yeah, it's a four-letter word beginning with F. It's not fire truck. I would just love to call up their tourist information center. Excuse me, is there an effing hotel? And would you happen to have an effing train station there?
Do that live on air. Oh, my God.
That would be quite good.
No, I'm saying calling it live on air, airhead.
Listen, but not ski.
We also have a town here called Scott Run, but when you're driving down Route 80 at about 90 miles an hour, just guess what it looks like. A little bit more like Scro... What?
Wait a minute, what was that?
That's almost as bad as the town here called Section.
What was that, Rocket?
That's as bad as the town down here called Section.
There's one about 5 miles from us called Cahokta.
There's a couple of places in England. One called Little Snoring, and the other one called Wokenham.
I was in Swindon while I was over there.
Swindon?
Let's Swindon.
Yeah. Less said about Swindon, the better, I think.
Hey, I have family there.
Well, you're doing the right thing living in Canada.
I don't want to live in Canada.
That says a lot about Canada. If this nut job doesn't want to live there, oh my God.
I had an absolute fantastic time across the pond. There's so many awesome places to see over there. I loved every minute of it. Castles, everything.
You are a pond hopper, Demon.
I'm a pond hopper. I'm going to be hopping the pond again in January.
Well, for God's for God's sake, don't go to France and tell them you're a pond hopper. They'll try and eat your legs.
Those kegels must be working out nicely for you there, Diva, if you can jump the pond. Like that American Dad episode.
Yes, it was amazing, though. It's England and Wales. It's amazing over there. It's absolutely beautiful country all the way around.
There's a whale in Wes's house.
All the fat jokes.
Yeah. Let's get with some more music for the listeners. Here is another song I'm going to dedicate to the prison bitch in here. It's a little bit of Swing Out Sister with Breakout.
Oh my God. The whole thing is wrong.
Perfect.
Boy, you backtracks.
That one's definitely going to get payback for that one.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, when we did the.
I'm glad I'm the topic of the high ratings.
Shell is dying at the moment. She's the voice from beyond that she can't talk.
She can't cook either, Trax. It's not your night to eat.
The problem is that we're having sauce tonight, so, you know, she's no longer playing with bacon. She's got the sausage in her hand.
Link. Oh, it must be Link.
So if you start talking funny, we'll know why.
It's okay, bro. I'm on
time, didn't I?
Welcome back
to Ruthie.
When is the time when all of us are in the same room?
That's okay.
Cocktailini.
You can eat tomorrow night, bro. I'm on before you, so shall we?
Quick, somebody get him some crayons.
You're going to be exhausted by the end of the night. About an hour of this. Hour and 20 minutes.
So I still got to do 4 hours tonight.
What are you doing?
And I still got to go on for another 4+ hours.
That's what I was hearing with you.
After this, she's going to sound like Darth Vader.
I am your father, Luke.
Wes, I am your shaver.
I can't breathe in this thing.
The next song is Pantera Walk.
Oh, God.
She's going to have that voice down by the end of tonight.
He will be the master.
Diva's very afraid of the song she's going to get slammed with tomorrow. I'm getting scared.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Be very afraid. They're coming to get you.
I hope Tylenol bottles come in 200 to count. I'm going to need them.
She can barely talk, bless her. She's really struggling. We haven't heard anything off Anne for a while. She must be on the floor just turning blue.
The paramedics are there now with the oxygen tanks.
She's always on the floor.
That's what I've heard.
floor.
You're confusing
under the
me
bed
with prison, bitch.
Oh, what you saying? You always on top?
Oh, wow. I'm not gonna comment.
The voice from beyond needs to speak.
No voice from beyond.
Oh, please. The voice from beyond knows that this meeting may go on for a long time. So he has 3 days worth of food just handed to him.
She handed me the sausage.
Big sausage tracks.
I thought you already had the sausage.
She had to find it.
No, she done cut that off.
Marina Bobbitt?
Does that mean you're not cooking when I'm on air tomorrow night, Shelby? It doesn't get fed.
Oh, I'm just thinking. It's always a dangerous thing when I think.
Yeah, that's scary when you start thinking.
So, Kurt is saying they should make some kind of BGL radio song. That would be quite fun.
Oh, God.
Especially if Taz is going to write it. Oh, God.
Yeah, Taz? Twaz.
That's Twaz, yeah. Who is Twaz?
That Wesley Wabbit.
Jeeva has become Elmo's
just got mutated.
Yeah, we could get Wes to sing the lead vocals and Tiff could do the timpani drums. You know what I mean? Bom, 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 bom. Playing on the kicks.
You're playing Michael Bublé.
Michael who?
Bublé!
See, I can't say that damn name to save my life.
Bublé.
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 Just think of the way how you got laid in the 80s. Your boobs have to get laid.
Bublé.
Oh my God.
We've lost them all, ladies and gentlemen. They're all gone.
It's snorting time. Honkers are us.
Oh my God.
She has lost it over here. She's gone. She can't stop. She'll stop for a second, slow down, and just pick right back up again. It's hilarious.
I can't see him laugh as hard. I'm crying.
She'll have to go to the hospital again and get the gallstone removed again.
There goes my makeup. Oh my God.
You wear makeup, you fool?
I didn't even bother putting makeup on today.
She borrowed it from Wes.
Oh, ouch.
Wes's stash, uh-oh.
This is not a TV show. This is a radio program.
You look like...
Oh, my God.
I can't see what you look like.
Oh, my... That was hilarious.
But anybody knows what Wes looks like.
Oh, my
like
God.
Oh my God!
I think Diva's pretty close to the big O there.
Oh! This is just
wrong.
I'll be right back. I need another beer.
It's very wrong.
Screw the beer. Get the scotch out.
Everclear.
Everclear.
Sunshine.
You just want to dip your brown thing in the scotch, Wes.
Oh, forget about the whiskey. Let's get the moonshine.
No. Hey, you're close enough there, Rocket. You grab it and pass it around.
That's all right. My mother was making fruitcake 1 year, and she grabbed what she thought was rum. It wasn't rum. It was moonshine.
Your mom was making fruitcake? Your mom makes peace?
My mom made fruitcake, and it was laced with Moonjoy.
And LSD.
Sprinkled with Coke.
It was moonshine in a rum bottle.
Oh,
you didn't eat it and smoke.
Now you eat moonshine.
You blow up.
I have a flaming fruitcake in my hand.
Sorry, you've got a what? A flaming fruitcake in your hand? Does Tiff even know about this?
I thought he was the fruitcake.
Come on, guys. He's touching himself. Stick right over there in Britain.
I'm disturbed by that. Wes has got a flaming fruitcake in his hand.
He is the flaming fruitcake.
That's the problem. Is it self-abuse or is he just got someone on the table he's just grabbing? You know what I mean?
Well, which is it, Wes?
I'm not going to comment for fear.
As you know, no topic is safe anymore.
Truth hurts, huh?
Especially when it's flaming.
He's doing his Rupo impression.
He was breathing a little heavy into the mic there. What's wrong there, buddy?
That's a prison fart. Yeah.
No, I thought those were silent.
No,
like
more,
a little breeze in the wind.
Yeah, they're more like...
What do you say?
Hand's gone again. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I reckon Diva's sitting there looking like a panda at the moment.
More like Alice Cooper, I think.
Welcome to Diva's Nightmare.
Yeah, every time you play metal, it's Diva's worst nightmare.
Snap a picture and post it, girl.
No, not happening.
Yeah, I just want to point out to the listeners at the moment that DJ Diva is looking a little bit like a panda at this moment in time, and apparently Wes has got something to do with flaming fruitcakes.
Welcome back to BDL Radio, everyone.
Enter and tune in at your own risk.
Yes. Very much so.
Yep.
Remove the young children.
Yes. The inmates have taken over the asylum.
Why does everybody talk at once now?
Yeah, I was just thinking it's got to that point where everybody starts getting religious about their laughing, isn't it? You know? when they're laughing like crazy and then after a while they just stop and go, oh, Lord.
I haven't heard anything from Trax in a while. He must still have that sausage in his hand.
No, he's got that sausage in his mouth.
Maybe
he's fit.
Not a sausage, Trax.
Here
we go. What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
Someone on their computer flying down the freeway?
That is DJ Trax. Send all complaints to...
It is meant to be eaten, not sit on.
You would know all about that, wouldn't you, prison bitch?
I have no idea.
Flaming fruitcake?
I can't attack anybody now, because that's all that's going to come back now. Is,
yeah,
what's that right, flaming fruitcake?
What do you eat for breakfast? Fruit Loops?
He likes fruity pebbles. What is the proper garnishment for shaved steamed beaver?
Cilantro.
I was going to say Frank's hat, Red Hot, because you put that shit on everything.
Sriracha.
Why is it burning so much? Don't worry. Poor Kim.
I have no idea. I am pleading the fifth here. Or I'll drink it, whichever comes first.
I'm way past that, my friend. Oh, my God. Just to get all the listeners up to date, we have lost DJ Cash. She's on the floor dying of laughter. EMTs are on the way. Hopefully they fix those two black eyes of hers.
I'm sorry, EMT got a flat tire. It'll be a while.
And Diva has almost reached the big O.
More than one.
Oh, my God.
And the slacker is being registered on the Richter scale.
I'm so glad nobody can see me. I'd make a good glow worm right about now. I'm so...
A glow worm.
I'm just 50 shades of red over here.
Welcome to my world, Jack.
That's the title of Prison Bitch's new book, 50 Shades of Red. Maybe we should take some listener questions. This could get interesting.
Oh, God.
BGO, Hollywood Squares Edition.
Ask the DJ.
Now my Yahoo's lighting up.
Oh, God, here we go.
I'm getting, have you lost it? No, my God, poor Diva.
We're scooted by the suggested 50 Shades of Blue.
Instead of Hollywood, BGL Squares, wouldn't it be more like Lifestyles of the Twisted and Demented?
Yes. That would have been better, yes. Yes, very much so.
Days of BGL.
Wait a minute, what was the 50 Shades of Blue? What? That just registered in my head.
50 Shades of Blue Balls.
Something to do with your nuts.
Yeah, what you haven't seen in years, Wes.
Oh, blue balls.
Oh.
I am so glad that I'm not the one having to go on air after all this.
Let's get on with the music for now while this lot recovers. He is a little bit of Lone Star with I'm Already There, a web request here on BGL Radio.
Wait a minute, time out. I'm already there. Is that Diva's theme today?
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's there and back.
Been ready to go again.
Get along, little doggy.
Well, I don't think anybody could actually beat Tiff's two peaks.
I don't want to try that.
Yeah, they actually found a Yeti on there the other week.
That would have been worse.
That's what I was thinking.
His hairy back.
A couple of mountain climbers came across it, you know, while they were exploring, trying to get across this giant chasm.
All right, we have officially corrupted Master. The valley. Oh my God.
Welcome to adulthood, Master. Your cherry has just been popped.
Oh my God.
Boobs make the world go round. Even my gay son loves boobs. So hey, come on. They're great things.
That's why they're called fun bags.
There you go.
And they're multitaskable too. Floating devices.
You see, that's also why men run the world. Because if we had boobs as well, we'd get nothing done.
Except so you just sit at home fondling them all day.
Exactly.
Except for Wes, he already got them.
Yeah.
And that's why he's home every day.
he's out of the training
Wes
bar
is
now.
Wes is the house bitch. I want to get that little thing there so I can see the ratings on the bottom of your...
Oh, the toolbox?
Yeah, I don't have that.
I hope you don't have a toolbox.
I got the tool, though. And it works. Dude, my tool works wonderful.
Obviously not, because you're still the prison bitch. I mean, it slips with the warden.
Wouldn't you like to know, big boy?
Only yeah, the things a prison bitch would say.
I'll answer him, Wes. Would you or wouldn't you?
Hell no.
Well, that's not what you said last night, darling.
Oh, it was dark. I didn't see the mustache.
I think he's going to get jealous of you.
The only one I get jealous of is Steve because he likes that English accent. Somebody send him a toolbox.
I have to be one of the females.
That'll work. Kimmy's just not butter in the biscuits.
I don't share my tools, sorry.
I'm not going to make any comment to that whatsoever. That's just rude.
It's just not sanitary to share them.
It's more than one tool.
It's a nurse. I said I don't share my tools.
Exactly, you've got more than one.
I know, I got a drawer full. But not the kind of tools that y'all think.
You keep all your tools in a drawer?
Y'all think.
First, they'll just love you, don't they?
She's such a preferred customer of Energizer, they sent her the actual bunny.
Actually, I think I do have an Energizer bunny sitting in the closet somewhere.
You better let him out of the closet.
I'm not going to tell you what happens if you put the batteries in them backwards.
Oh, now you got to tell us.
No.
Windy.
Does that, like, suck the life out of you?
What is she playing over there?
I don't know. But it's just got a catchy beat.
I didn't know they made boy.
Sounds like one of those monkeys with cymbals that marches around.
It could be the other guy.
A Shank cartoon that I hear in the background?
Oh my god.
Ruthie, twerking to the beat of the Energizer Bunny.
I could see that.
I can still hear it.
Phone call.
When the vibrator's activated itself.
Put it on air. Put it...
Yeah, that could be a good one, couldn't it? Sound activated vibrator.
Evidently, Tony has an Audi. They're talking in the pogo room about whether Tony is male or female.
As usual.
Somebody said he has an Audi.
Oh my god.
Gotta watch out for them damn splinters, though.
Beavers are definitely splinters.
And you know this from what experience?
I don't know. I've been giving a few to other people.
You've been giving splinters to other people? Man.
Yeah. Hey, it makes you bigger.
Oh my god. Tracks has been gone a while. That sausage must be giving him problems.
Not enough lube on it.
It must be.
Sorry, growing boys gotta eat, you know?
Well, eating, though, that is the question.
Didn't Diva say she was going to talk about her tools?
Diva never said any such thing. You're not bringing me into this one.
Hey, this talking about the tool the
whole time. Well, Diva was going to talk about her shaved beaver.
No, Diva wasn't.
This segment of BGL Radio Asylum Show is brought to you by John Deere.
Powered by Duracell.
Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, that's it. You have Energizer Bunny. We have the Duracell Bunny in the UK.
The Duracell.
I know, it's the one with the copper-colored top, apparently.
cover. Oh, I could make a joke about that one.
I know, I could too, but I'm just refraining.
You let your flashlight run forever.
Hang about.
He's got gerbils in his mouth now.
Rocket's eating beaver again.
Fox thought an Audi was an outhouse.
Y'all, you gonna be talking about me like that all the time?
Well, check my dressings.
Oh my god. We've lost Chick again.
Smack me and call me in the morning.
Yeah, I can hear her in the background, you know. It's...
I'm going to go out and keep some cows today and maybe ride some sheep or something.
I think we should take, well, I think we should take bets on how Tiff is going to laugh next. Is she going to do the sea lion or is she going to start doing the donkey? You know, she's either going to sit there and start clapping, going... Or she's going to start doing the donkey wears.
You just did the donkey. Whoever had the donkey wins.
She went.
That was easy for you to say.
Spit out the hairball.
Did you gag on the donkey?
What is the gag?
I always knew that Tiff was going to make an ass of herself.
No, but sometimes I hit my teeth on the mic.
You shouldn't be eating it. I'm just trying to turn Wes on, aren't you?
I can't help myself.
We know the mic is same bigger than Wes, so hey.
Hey, now.
He's reminding her of Wes.
Yeah, I mean, if you hit your teeth on the mic, how close are you to the microphone?
I get pretty close to it.
Bet you do. What about the microphone?
Yeah, but he says I talk too quietly, so I have to get close to it.
You talk too quietly with those resonators?
That's what Wes tells me.
Where's Master hiding?
I don't know, he's staying quiet.
Right here.
He's got his earplugs on.
No, I think he's taking notes, honestly.
That are hot censoring him.
He's going to get expelled from school for this. He goes back to school.
Nope. No. Hot BRB.
What?
He's on BRB, I think he said. Be right back.
Or bathroom break.
Yeah.
Or dad censoring reform.
Or bring real beer.
Screw the bread.
Moonshine.
Boys rub boobs.
Bring the boobs?
Boys rub boobs.
They'd like to.
Well, send them your way, McGee.
No, we don't want to start them off with too much.
It's too late.
Oh my gosh.
Keep him away from
big
that.
Real
I don't want to go to jail.
Hello, Wes is gone now.
You're like a dare.
I'm not gone. Not yet. Get there.
Where's JC at? I think we lost her.
Oh, she done gone. She
can't get up.
Yeah, she's under the desk at the moment, I reckon.
No, BRB stands for Bill Runs Backwards.
Bill don't run.
Big red ball.
Just know that I'm the only sane one. No. Get in line. I'm the same one.
No, you're not. You're far from it. Metal woman.
I hate to tell you all, but none of you are sane.
I told you I've been mentally abused and scarred for life, and I know it's not over.
And we keep telling you
your name is Diva the Metal Queen.
Mosh Metal Mama Diva.
Yeah, there you go.
We should all chip in and buy her one of those cone bras.
Diva's our new headbanging queen.
Yeah, we got a video to prove it.
Yes.
And when does Rocket send this? Well, I'm on air. I'm sitting here laughing hard. I was crying. In case you haven't seen this, he says.
If you haven't seen it yet, you must become part of the BGL fan club secret club page, whatever it's called, secret something. It gets nasty on there quick. In a good way, of course.
And it wasn't me.
Yes, it was. We've seen it. We got pictures to prove it.
I'm a blonde.
Look, we know. Who's going to deny that one, Diva? I mean...
with black eyes.
Like a raccoon.
What, they don't have wigs in Canada?
They make them out of beaver fur.
Oh my god.
For all you new listeners, I'm the only Canadian DJ, and they never let me forget it.
She also likes metal music, so if you want to request metal music, be our
no,
guest.
No, no, no.
It's her favorite metal. Yeah, she loves to play that metal.
Oh, yeah.
Just as much as Trax likes to play dance.
Diva loves Coal Chamber.
Bring on the dance, baby.
Diva even deleted all of her pop music just so she'd have room for the metal on her library.
I got it back. Thank God. No, the metal's going to disappear after tomorrow night. Gone history.
We got the Christmas stocking stuffer for you. All metal for Diva.
It is not over yet for you there, woman.
It's only just begun.
After tomorrow, anybody that would like to play hear metal and loves metal, hit up any of the other DJs, just not Diva. Feel free.
For those, she's got so much, she just doesn't want to share with the listeners. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, Diva from now on would like to hear polka songs.
No, not even that.
She's going to be a resident polka.
Or she's going to be poked a few times.
What was that?
Excuse you?
I didn't say it. Wasn't me.
Yeah, it was you.
Oh, no, that wasn't me. It's mistaken identity.
Nice try. You're so busted.
That's my evil twin.
Does he have that same 70s porn stash, too? Or 60s, sorry.
Come on now, I'm older. Sure. Likely
she does
story.
Love Italian opera.
No.
Or elevator music.
Oh, God.
Classical.
I like classical, so hey, request away all the classical you like, you want. And I love Alice Cooper, so there.
Wait. You like Alice Cooper, but you hate metal.
Alice Cooper's not metal, it's shock rock.
Oh, he's metal.
He's been metal since day one there.
No,
outed, Diva.
Well, that's as metal as I like, Alice Cooper. I am a big Alice Cooper fan. And I do like Gobsmack Voodoo. I have a few, I admit it, but that screaming stuff the other night,
sorry, but you did say to me, I'll pull it up in the history, that you said you did like that Corrosion song.
Last one, yeah, I have to admit I did. It wasn't
There's
bad.
There's a request in Hog Heavens for Diva to do an all-new metal show.
Not going to happen. Sorry, guys. No,
so we're
going
to have to pimp her out for the station.
Sorry, that's Rocket's department, Trax's department, Master's department. You guys request all the metal you want. If it comes in, why am I getting requests in my Sam's and I'm not even on air? I'm afraid to look.
Oh, you're on air. You're talking to me.
This is all dance stuff. Oh, well, I'm good.
If she doesn't like metal, why does she laugh like this?
Reminds her of her toys in the drawer.
I don't have any toys in the drawer.
Oh, that's under the
They're under the mattress.
Easier access there.
All right, you guys, move on.
She likes some of them in her pillow, so they're closer.
So when she rolls over, she get a mouthful.
Oh!
Oh my god. I'm glad nobody can see me.
Why were we not at air for that one?
We were. No?
No!
Thank god!
Oh, no, we ain't. No, we're not on air for that one, darn it. That would have been a good one.
That's right, Bill. I'll set it up again. You followed through like you did.
We'll go right back for it.
Oh, yeah,
no,
we
that's
can bring
quite
it back.
Okay.
Move
on.
We can bring
on,
it back live
on
air.
Oh, my God.
Everybody attention, BTL listeners. Send all complaints to DJ Wes.
If you have a complaint, go to Wes. He takes the care of them all.
And I'll sit there and look at him and laugh and delete him.
They like us. They really like us.
That's because you've got huge maracas.
I can't help it. I was born that way.
Yeah, I could just imagine you trotting, you know what I mean? You know?
Oh.
Remember we were going to talk about Steve.
Yeah, it's Steve's turn. Steve has been bashed enough for a night.
It is time to attack Steve, ladies and gentlemen. Who wants to draw the first punch?
Go on then, Wes, you volunteered.
Oh, of course I did!
Yep. You're drawing the first straw.
Ah, oh, jeez.
No, no, just call me.
Oh! Oh, man, let's see, what can we get on Steve? I don't know what to get on him right now.
I'm blowing everybody else, what the hell?
Yeah.
I am really surprised I have gotten through this unscathed.
You've been quiet for about 30 minutes.
Hey, that'll change.
You've obviously been on the floor or on top, as you normally do, apparently.
They scathed you while you were away from your keyboard.
Oh, it was...
I've been around the world.
Well, hello.
I do not want to know.
We do not allow. That is one thing we do not allow in the asylum. Well,
we do not go around the world. Places, huh?
Hey, you forgot me.
No, I took Diva's advice and went dancing in the rain, so I got the shower and the laundry out of the way. So she looks like a panda, and I look like a wet poodle.
I thought it was more like a drowned rat.
I don't have a pointy nose.
My panda eyes are gone.
Well, you've washed them off completely now.
She went and got the cold cream.
I fixed my makeup, thank you. Until I start laughing till I cry again.
That's going to give you about 2 minutes.
Pretty much, yes.
Here we go, round three.
The big O.
Here comes Bouncing Betty. Pulling up the rear.
And her two black eyes.
Master, we can ground you, you know.
He's still young, Diva. He might want to spank him.
You can spank him. I'll just ground him.
Oh, I am a cougar.
Hey, you might like it.
Run, Master, run.
Mike, I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
No, that's illegal. He's under the age of 18.
Okay. And this one, Octavia.
He sounds like he just woke up from something. He must have been dreaming about the boobs.
Are we back on nursing again? Yeah,
why are you getting nursing? Why are you getting nursing? Come on, Wes, I'm still waiting.
Yeah, Wes.
Yeah, Wes.
Anybody else can draw a punch. Why do I always get
such a sissy for change?
You volunteered.
I did not volunteer. I just said who wants to take the first punch. I've started enough fights today.
I've got to say hi to October.
Hello, October. You're listening to DJ Taz on BGLRadio.net The Fusion. How are you?
Yeah, that will do it.
There you go.
Welcome to the night house.
That gave Westwood.
Oh, the Brit. Yeah, I'm Brit.
So Steve, do you let go of your balls when you start talking like that?
No, I have to pull down my underpants just to take the support off them. You know what I mean?
They were going to cast him as Mr. Gray in the 50 Shades of Grey movie, but they just couldn't get past the weight.
You see, if I drop my pants at this moment in time, I've got a really deep voice, and as I pull them up, my voice tends to get a little bit higher and higher and higher until I'm almost giving myself a complete nether wedgie, in which case my voice goes really high like this, and I have to lower them down again so that I can actually, you know, talk to a more normal standard.
And that is why everybody thinks we're crazy.
Exactly.
I'm glad I'm the sane one here.
Stick to boxers.
Everybody send DJ Taz a pair of boxers. And tracks of blue crayon.
Yes. Give up the tidy whitey, Steve.
Or get a bigger size. Hey,
don't, go with your granny panties.
No, he's wearing underoos.
But let's not. Oh, what?
I got again.
We lost her. She got to do the donkey. Yes, she's doing the donkey.
And Wes is wearing granny panties.
I'm going commando, big daddy.
Or bloomers. Wes got the bloomers on.
See, if Steve loses the tidy whities, you know, I mean, he'd have to run even more than he does now. I mean, the women'd be all over him. See, everybody wants me to pick the fight first. When I do it, nobody does anything. Thanks. Okay.
That's what I do for danger sports. I run through women-only bars with virtually naked, except for a very thin coating of baby oil and a sign on my backside saying, if you can read this, you're too damn close.
And then there's one in the front that says, if you can catch, for the guys, that says, if you can catch me, you can have me, Big Daddy.
Wait a minute. Let me back up here. Wasn't I'm writing all this stuff down, and didn't Diva keep her tools on her pillow?
Yeah, and DJ Tex has a whole drawer full of tools.
Oh yeah, and when she rolls over, she gets a mouthful.
What's your favorite color, Taz? Box says she's going to send you some silk boxers.
Oh no.
Oh, yeah, that's right. When Diva rolls over, she gets a good mouthful of her dildo.
Oh, my God.
Nothing like a hammer.
What's a Grundy?
What is a Grundy?
What the heck is a Grundy?
It's those dirty undies, you know? Like the skid marks that men have?
Oh, right.
Grungy underwear.
What you mean is it's a slutty fart blast.
Otherwise known as a shart.
Fire in the hole! Oh, that one hit the mark a little too hard.
Yeah, but Wes wears a thong, so he always has grundies.
I told you I'm going commando.
I know a song about that.
Please,
eating
don't
chilies
tell
and
us that.
It's a what?
I know a song about sharting and chilies.
Oh boy.
Why do my sharts keep on burning? You know what I mean?
No, what do you mean?
Yeah, they just burn hard.
Play out the hot sauce.
Yeah. Too much sriracha.
That's what you get for letting the clap prison bitch give you a rusty trombone.
He gave you a rusty trombone?
He gave Steve a rusty trombone. That's why he keeps getting Oh, shut up!
So, Wes, you keep on bringing up this rusty trombone. Why don't you explain people what you know about rusty trombones?
Yeah, you seem to be the expert on it, Wes.
I am quoting Family Guy. Leave me alone.
What I'd like to know is how many troms actually have bones.
Open up mouth and insert foot now, Wes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wes has foot and mouth disease.
No damn foot.
I always do. These things never go my way.
You'll learn one of these days, youngin.
Yeah.
He's so wet behind the ears, you know.
I'm telling you.
Oof. I did take a shower a couple hours ago.
Yeah, And you're wet in the underwear, aren't you, Tiff, at the moment? The way you've been laughing, you know. Terrible.
I get embarrassed so really bad right now, but I won't.
You better not. I had surgery this week.
Chick, is he out of diapers yet?
I wasn't going to talk.
I'm not that old yet.
He said, if I out of diapers yet. Oh. She didn't rob the cradle that hard.
But she is getting that old. She can't hear.
I lost my hearing long ago. It was from that heavy metal back in my teenage days.
Well, at least if you're dating a girl who's hard of hearing, you know, you can actually get more. You know, because you lay there at night and you go, do you want to go to sleep tonight or what? You know, what?
Where did
you? Then you roll over.
Yeah. The other good type of person to date of the opposite sex is people with OCD. Because if you don't want them to stay the night, you just ask them if they managed to turn off all their lights.
Anyway. I should really tell that story.
We'll hold it for a little while. Here is some more music. It's going out to all the DJs in the room, apparently. It's a little bit of Cisco with the thong song.
Thong, 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 thong. Oh my god.
Bill, you sounded like Beavis or Butthead. I can't remember which one when you did that laugh.
Well, Bill still sounds like Homer to me. I don't care what you say.
Track sounds like a piece of Halloween candy to go through.
Track sounds like wax lips? What?
I'm the dictator, don't forget.
I know! That's what I said. Strip naked and put a potato on your privates. You'll be a dictator. I think that was at like 2:30 this morning.
Yeah, why did you yell at me for saying that on the air?
Because you were playing Tiff. You just read it.
Diva, do you wear shoulder pads to keep your neck from getting kinked?
No, I don't.
You kick your head sideways and go, huh?
I hope your whole show is nothing but a dance.
She doesn't have shoulder pads, Track. She has beaver tails that she shoves in the corners. Just to give the same effect.
You know where you can all stick your beaver tails, don't ya?
Well, that's yeah.
Do you guys have sell ice blocks over there in Britain?
Nice.
Because you know she's gonna have to build an igloo when she gets there. To deal at home.
Yeah, I think nowadays some places will sell ice cubes, but that's about as much as you can get. It'd be like trying to build a place out of Lego, really, wouldn't it?
She's blind enough to try it.
Oh, bite me!
You'd like it too much.
Hell no. Not with you, Punch.
Diva, I told you before, bring it and it's bitten.
It's a good thing I love you, bro. That's all I'm going to say. And I hope you love your dance music tomorrow night. Remember, you got to put a dress on.
No, I got my polyester suit, so there
you go. No. You have to put a dress on.
So then we can call them Leisure Tracks.
Hot Tracks?
Yeah, that's a point. When Tracks goes out anywhere, does he wear a track suit?
And does he walk in circles?
I walk in circles trying to get back to my computer because I got surround sound.
I had to go, I'm over here, follow the voice on air one night, it's over here.
More pillow talk again, huh?
Isn't that what Chick says all the time?
No, no yipping.
Okay, nobody talk at once. Deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth.
Yeah. Are you in labor?
He's giving birth to another music library.
You have to be careful about asking people that here, because labor is actually a political party.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. You're having my baby. Oh, I need to request a block.
Block of what?
That's what I was thinking. You know, she's probably on about Mary Jane.
Screw the dive bag. Just give me the freaking block. I had to stop myself there.
It. Why start now?
Mm. Diva, you need to hurry up and get back to Hog Heavens, because I think Bulldog's fixing to show us his package in here.
Is he handing out magnifying glasses?
I'm not telling you what he's packing.
And we're back.